In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We're speaking about an open heaven today. I know how the heavens open. If we sing and worship God, praising Him, then worship comes, and His presence comes, and His glory comes. You know, every day we start off by praying Psalm 95. Bow down before the Lord your Maker. Make music unto His name. Oh, yes, know that He, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are the sheep of His pasture. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And the heavens open up. The heavens open up, because that's exactly what the saints and angels are doing right now. They're praising God. They're praising Jesus. They're praising the Holy Spirit. They're praising the one God in three divine persons. And you know, this is time for us to praise God. You might say, how do I do it? Just say, I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. Let the heavens open up, O God, as we praise you and bless you, because it's by your presence that we are filled. Oh, yes. I'm not into just telling people facts. We're into telling people how to live in the glory of God. Facts are good, but they don't help when you're having a crisis, unless you know Him. And He brought you through the other crisis. He will bring you through this crisis. Let's praise God now. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him now above heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God. Sing a song to Him. Praise God. The heavens open up. We were at the Espousal Retreat House every Wednesday for 13 years, and heaven would open up because we started with worship and praise, a whole hour of praise and worship before the Mass really started. And then the homily went on forever. That's when I used to preach long. The homily went on forever. Then we would pray with the people for healing, because there was an open heaven. There was an open heaven. I'll never forget, I was praying with this man, so I certainly know his name. But when I touched him to pray for him, I started singing, "It's a new day, it's a new day. It's a brand new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a brand new day." Come on, let's sing it. "It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a brand new day. Ha! It's a new day. It's a new day. Hallelujah." Not supposed to say hallelujah during Lent, but I can't help it. I can't help it, because He's so great. It means praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Open heavens. Anthony is now going to tell us about open heavens.
Congratulations. Today's the day that God and all of heaven's going to pour out on you. You know, I can feel the open heaven through Father Tom right now. Yesterday we talked about experiential knowledge. Today, God chose today that we're all going to receive it. You know, like Father Tom was just saying, facts are good, but the truth is better. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit wants to fill you today. He wants to saturate you, pour out on you. You know, the light of God drives out all darkness in us. And some days God chooses days like today that the light of God just fills us and saturates us and gives us a little taste of heaven. You know, how do we open heavens? We praise God. We worship God. We love God. It's not what God can do for us. It's what we can do for God. When we don't look on ourselves, but we just look up, and we just look at God and His majesty, and we get lost in the wonderment of the heavens instead of the, you know, instead of the problems of the world, then the heavens open up for us. The rays of the divine mercy coming from the heart of Jesus fill us and shine upon us. You know, right now, we just take a second to thank you, Jesus, to praise you, Lord. You're so good. You know, every day is a new day, and every day is ordained by God. And today's a day where you just thank God and you say, God, I love you and I receive all that you have for me, because He's going to pour down, He is pouring down all of heaven right now. It's an avalanche of the Father's glory, an avalanche of the Holy Spirit. You know, the angels hearken to God's will, but God's will right now is to invade you with the Father's love in all of heaven. You know, they're hearkening to His praise. You know, I came to God through this open heaven that Father talked about at His school, the Holy Spirit. You know, I came in, when I walked into the church, everyone was, they were drunk in the Holy Spirit. They were running around, banging the tambourines, you know, praising, singing the Lord. I've never seen anything like it in my life, but you could feel the atmosphere of heaven. You could feel the glory of the Father. And right now, God is pouring that out on you and on through the radio. And He just loves you so much.
How much He loves you? Oh my. I couldn't express it. It's infinite love of God. Today, I said, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you're awesome. He's awesome. And He is in love with you, and He wants to pour out His Spirit upon you today. Oh yes, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict you of all truth. When the Holy Spirit comes, it's like you're in heaven. Yes. You get a sip of heaven. That's what the church was made for, that when people come to church, they would experience a bit of heaven. As we celebrate the Eucharist, that's real. That's real, but we've lost it. We've lost it. We just go, a lot of people just go right through the Mass as like they were going through a book. No, this needs to take time praising God. I know of that many churches, they're talking all the time. They don't need to talk. They should be praying for the priests that He's going to celebrate Mass and give a message. Oh, yes, that's what they should be doing. Open heavens. I'll never forget the time when I was bringing Mr. Smith to the cemetery. I said to the undertaker, where is Mr. Smith? He said, you're leaning on him. It was his ashes. And I took my elbow off Mr. Smith, and when we got to the cemetery, we buried Mr. Smith, and the man that worked in the cemetery said, he's going to have a hard time putting him back together again. I said, oh no, I don't think you know Jesus. Jesus is going to do it. How do I know? Because He said so. He's going to do it. We're going to all have resurrection bodies, all of us. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to be able to have resurrection bodies when He comes in glory to judge the living and the dead. how we need to have an open heaven, how we need to smell heaven. Sometimes I'm in the sacristy and I can smell roses. There are no roses in the sacristy. It happened twice in 2 days, and there are no roses in the sacristy, but I could smell heaven, a bit of heaven. Oh, yes. When Catherine Kuhlman died, her room was filled with the aroma of roses. Oh, yes. It's all about Jesus. It's all about an open heaven. Yeah. I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but that you would know how much I love you, how much I think of you. You know, we think about people that we love, and we think about them in good ways. Jesus thinks about you all day. How can he do it to you and to me and to Anthony at the same time? Because he's Jesus. I'll never forget when I was drowning, and he spoke to me like a radio inside me. He said, do not, what's the word? Don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. And the lifeguard came and saved me in the name of Jesus. I tell you, it's all about an open heaven. But you just don't have an open heaven unless you prepare for it. There needs to be a preparation. And our preparation is we praise God. And then we worship God. And then the glory comes. The open heaven comes.
Amen. We're never going to know what happens when we praise God till we get to heaven. We never going to know in the spirit what gets done, the healings, the heaven unleashed. You know, we cast our cares on Jesus because Jesus cares for us. When the glory falls, we're conformed to the image of God. Every day, Jesus wants us to look different, act different, feel different, become different through the light of God. You know, the light of God drives out all darkness. The first mention in the Bible, and it's used more than any other mention, is about the light of God, to be filled with the light of God. You know, when we praise the Lord, we see miracles, but we truly don't even know the miracles that are happening because God's outside of time. You know, God can go into our future. He can do anything. You know, it's just so good. So right now, Lord, we just ask you to pour out more light on everyone listening, more light on me, more light on Father Tom. Pour out all of heaven on us today. Give us that experiential knowledge. We want to know, Jesus, not that you love us in our mind. We want to feel that you love us in our heart. We want to feel you radiating through us, Jesus. You know, we want to be saturated till we can't receive any more of your love, so that we can pour out on other people. We want to be used as a vessel in this world, a conduit for your spirit. You know, we know that there in this world is a Holy Spirit, and then there's every other spirit. And we want the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to drive out every other spirit so that we can be filled only with you. During this Lenten season, Jesus, we ask for us to be poor in spirit so that we can be rich in you. You know, we ask for you to help us, Lord, to just get into your presence, to know that we comply by praising you, but the presence of God is in a receiving. We pray right now, Jesus, that we don't look to us and our problems and the problems of this world, but look to the wonder and majesty of heaven, to know it's not what we can ask you to fill us with, but what we can do for you and fill you with. And that exchange is how heaven opens. We ask, Lord, for the wisdom of God to break the facts of the world. You know, the wisdom of God sometimes is a paradox to what we think is good in the world. We ask, Lord, to not rely on ourselves, but to rely on you, to rely on your grace, your wonder, your majesty, that we know that everything in our life is a grace. You know, every breath we take, every second we walk upon this earth is a grace, and it's a grace so that we can enter deeper into you. Every pain, every suffering we go through is a grace and an opportunity for us to become more purified and become and move into deeper faith. Some of the saints, they love suffering. They love, you know, they loved giving. They loved Lent. They love giving things up because, you know, God works through everything, and through the times of turmoil, they see it that as a gift, because that's the time where we can be refined and drawn closer to God. Through this Lenten season, you know, anyone can love God under open heavens, and he's given you that right now. But it's so that we can love God even more and trust in him even more when we are tested, you know. Right now, I just pray that the mercy of God is his greatest gift to us. You know, there is nothing you have done, there's nothing you can do that will make you fall out of the love of God if you come back to him. And I just pray right now, Jesus, that the divine mercy, the mystery of the divine mercy coming out of your heart, which you have given to Saint Faustina, just pours out on every listener. That they know today is a day that they didn't choose to turn this radio on, but you chose to put that on their heart. Because today is a day that you want to remind them how much they are loved. That today is a day that you want to fill them with the Father's glory, so they can experience a touch of heaven, but so they can go deeper in faith. They can go deeper in love with you. We just pray that the fire of God pours out on everyone. You know, just pray right now. Say, Jesus,
Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
If you are already there, I pray for a deeper experience with you.
For a deeper experience with
you. And just fill me with your love.
Fill me with your love.
Because everything is yours.
Everything is yours.
That's such good news, guys. All he wants is everything. All he wants is everything. Your pain, your anxiety, but your joys. He wants your family. He wants your finances. You know, he wants it all, because none of it matters. What matters is your trust in him, your surrender to him. And you know, through blind faith we can see. Through being lost, we can be found. And through struggle, we can find love. So God, just keep pouring out heaven. We praise you. We worship you.
Turn your heart upon Jesus. Look straight in his wonderful face. And the cares of this world, they will all disappear in the love and the warmth of his grace. Turn your heart upon Jesus. Look straight in his glorious face. And the cares of this world, they'll grow deeper dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, yes, grace. We need the grace of God. I tell you, this radio ministry only operates because we have the grace of God. God knows that he can trust me with money, because it's not mine. It's not mine. It's never mine. The money that I received goes to pay for radio time. I don't take a cent myself. But you see, God can trust me. Can he trust you today? One of the evangelists said, if you went up to heaven, you'd rip off one of the golden bare bricks on the stairway and take it home with you. No, that's not what we want to do. We don't want to do that. We want to say, Lord, all is yours. All is yours. All is yours. You know, we prayed this week, the antiphon, surrender to God. And then it says, and he will do everything for you. That's real. That's real. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender.
When we surrender it all, there becomes nothing between us and God. We don't want to put anything between us and God. That's a goal. Not our finances, not our relationships, not our even our family. When we offer it up all to God, then there becomes nothing between you and God. And God can use and glorify all of that. We seek first the kingdom and everything will be added unto us. You know, seek first surrendering it all to God. And you will never thirst for anything in the physical or the spiritual. You know, ask God to give you an eternal mindset. Pray for God that you can see things the way he sees things. You know, that your eyes can be his eyes, that your hands will be his hands, that he can use you as a vessel for his love. You know, what we see as problem, God sees as opportunity. He looks down from heaven. And he's, you know, when he sees us panicking, he must be chuckling. Because he knows he has everything under control. You know, there's nothing in your life that God is out of God's control. He's just looking to see if you'll trust him through this trial. You know, he's looking to see that maybe heaven's not pouring out on you this day, but just trust in him. Because he's going to give you that grace tomorrow. You know, through the praise and worship of God, it is all possible. You know, we just praise you, Jesus, when God uses people. When I hear Father Tom sing, when you have all been chosen to listen to Father Tom sing, you can feel the tangible presence of God. Because it's truly not Father Tom singing. It's God just using him as a vessel. This is what happens when you've given your life to God. When you've devoted your whole life to getting out of the way of God so God can use you. When you've surrendered everything to God so you can walk in freedom. You know, but it's not because Father Tom's a priest. It's that we are all called to do this. We are all children of God. We are all children of light. You know, and we are all chosen. Let me let you in on a little secret. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, and I'm talking to you, yeah, you're chosen. God chose you to hear this message today. God chose you to receive all this grace of this open heaven coming through Father Tom. God chose you to receive a healing, to allow you to forgive, to allow you to receive impartations of grace, of supernatural faith right now, that angels will encamp around you. He's chose you for this today, for you to receive revelation in your life. You know, the secret is that there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything is ordained by God. And the majesty of God for you listening today is that He chose you to enter into a deeper relationship with Him, a deeper place of love, a deeper place of surrender, a greater walk of freedom. He chose today to be the day that you give everything to Him. Just tell Him, I surrender it all to you, Jesus. You know, we got to beg for everything. The way we receive from God, because it's all a grace, is we ask Him. The way we forgive is we ask for the grace to forgive. We don't try to do it on our own measure. We can't. We're very weak. So I just pray today with Father Tom that God lets you know how chosen you are, that God lets you know how special you are. You know, the devil's worst fear is you see yourself today the way that God sees you. And that's a perfect love creation of God, who God has a perfect plan for your life. And all God wants is everything from you, and to give you everything.
To give you everything. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.